Soldiers of the Revolutionary War were honored with a ceremony at the Capitol. Elizabeth Gentry Syed is the great-great-great-granddaughter of Richard Gentry, whose epitaph reads, "Present at the capture of Cornwallis." While most remember that Cornwallis surrendered, Syed says her ancestors say it was a capture. She says he wasn't always buried at the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis, where he is now.
My father, William Richard Gentry, Jr., in 1959, got permission from the federal government to move him from that neglected family cemetery to the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis, where he could be buried close to his heroic son, General Richard.
Gentry's name has been added to a historic marker in the Capitol. Syed says ceremonies such as this one serve as important reminders.
It's a wonderful thing to remember. We're all stakeholders in this country, and to be aware of that keeps us from being lost.
Gentry's 19 children had quite an impact on Missouri history, including serving in the first legislature, the Indian Wars, founding Boone County and the city of Columbia, and more. Jessica Machetta, MissouriNet, Jefferson City.